The latest government jobs report shows slow and steady gains in job creation, but for many architects, things remain tough. 5 years ago, there were nearly 220,000 people working in the field, but today, a quarter of those positions are gone. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has more.
We first met veteran architect Gary Barber back in 2010. He'd been laid off by a major architectural firm 2 years earlier and was looking for a full-time job. He's still looking. He's managed to find some small projects that keep him somewhat busy. Projects like this soon-to-be-opened Mexican restaurant.
There's going to be a walk-in cooler in the corner. This is their dishwash and scullery area. And we're going to have a tortilla machine over there that's going to sit right in the middle.
Barber turns away from our mini-tour to talk to the on-site contractor about everything from the concrete floor to how bright the light should be. His passion for his work is obvious.
Oh, I love it. I love this kind of stuff. It's just orchestrating. I mean, that's what architects do. You know, we orchestrate people's ideas into reality.
He says he's getting a bit more work than he did a year or two ago, but Barber is still making only about half of what he once earned. He'd love to return to the stability and paycheck of a full-time position.
I'm a quantifiable asset. Not only do I bring my skills and experience to a job, I bring client contacts. I bring potential future work. You know, if somebody can just take that second and look at my name, my qualifications, and say, you know, this might be somebody to talk to. That's all I ask.
There are tens of thousands of architects like Barber who remain underemployed or unemployed. A sizable number have left the profession entirely. For those seeking work, there are some glimmers of hope. Residential and other construction is on the rise, and architectural billings have been up, albeit slightly, for 9 of the past 10 months.
We're back in the saddle here.
Karen Thomas is a managing director of Gensler, one of the nation's largest and most prestigious architectural firms. It's benefiting from a resurgence in the overall economy, but also doing some work it wouldn't ordinarily do.
We are definitely hiring.
Indeed, hiring is brisk. There are more architects there now than before the recession. The economic downturn hit many small and mid-sized architectural firms harder than large firms, and Thomas says the firm is doing some projects smaller groups used to do. Still, the vast majority of its work is bigger stuff, like a new headquarters building for a technology giant, working with developers who want to build new high-rise commercial projects, and tenant improvement work for many companies.
They've either decided to finally make the move and are leasing new space, or they're staying in their existing space and finally are feeling confident enough to reinvest in their environment and where they are.
As the large architectural firms have gotten bigger and doing some small firm work, there are fewer opportunities for other architects. But that should change as the economy continues to improve and there's more work to go around. There's another factor that may be affecting the employment outlook. Scott Wyatt, the managing partner at another large firm, NBBJ, suggests there's a mismatch between the experience and skills some employers want and those job seekers have. He says this recession has really sped up globalization within his industry.
If something can be done better, cheaper, or faster somewhere else, it will be.
Routine drawings, for example, are easily outsourced. With clients like Amazon and Google, what Wyatt is looking for are architects who can figure out what clients want or need to enhance their business, translate that into beautiful and efficient buildings, and communicate that vision along the way.
It means that what it is to be an architect is a lot different. And if you've been trained in what architecture was, you've either got to retrain or look for a different business.
Not exactly encouraging words for some of those architects who remain out of work. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.